Welcome to the St. Michael Daily Meditations for Lent. My name is Greg Pickens, and I will be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Lent is In the Garden. When Jesus faced his deepest trial, he prayed in the garden. As we struggle with our own trials, Jesus walks with us and calls us to a deeper life of prayer and commitment to God's love. As Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." A reading from Exodus, chapter 1, verses 6 through 22. A new Pharaoh came to power in Egypt after Joseph and his brothers were long buried. This new ruler spoke to his people with alarm. He said, "There are way too many of these Israelites for us to handle. We've got to do something. Let's devise a plan to contain them, lest, if there's a war, they should join our enemies, or just walk off and leave their labors in our kingdom." So they organized the Israelites into work gangs and put them to hard labor under the gang foreman. But the harder the Egyptians worked them, the more children the Israelites had. The Egyptians got so they couldn't stand the Israelites and treated them worse than ever, crushing them with slave labor. The Pharaoh of Egypt saw this and gave an order that any Hebrew male born from then on must be done away with. But if the newborn was a female, she could live. Pharaoh put two Hebrew midwives in charge of carrying out his command, Shipra and Pua. But the midwives had far too much respect for God and did not do what the Pharaoh of Egypt ordered. They let the boy babies live. When Pharaoh found out, he said to the midwives, "Why didn't you obey my orders? You've let the male babies live." The midwives deceived Pharaoh and made excuses, and God was pleased with the midwives. The people continued to increase in number, and because the midwives honored God, God gave them families of their own. Here ends the reading. The passage we just heard tells us how the Hebrews became enslaved in Egypt. The new Pharaoh feared a betrayal by the Hebrews because there were so many of them relative to the population of native Egyptians. And so Pharaoh ordered the death of all male Hebrew born from that very moment. Life became wickedly hard for the Hebrew men and women, and yet they began to multiply, even under oppression. There were a lot of threads here, but really the story moves around the actions of Shipra and Pua, the Hebrew midwives. These Hebrew women were faithful to God and knew that killing these children was wrong. So they went against the Pharaoh's orders and, along with great personal danger, they saved the boys. Shipra and Pua were living out their faith by refusing to follow Pharaoh's orders. They chose instead to honor God's image in every human. They stood against evil and risked severe punishment by disobeying Pharaoh. Through their actions of saving the lives of innocent children, we are reminded of our own baptismal covenant. Our baptismal covenant is clear about how God wishes all humanity how to live together. Even in Pharaoh's time, God wished for the people to resist evil, to proclaim the good news of God's work in the world, to act in a just manner, and to respect the dignity that is inherent in each life that God has created. Of course, Shipra and Pua were not Christian, and yet by their example they lived a life dedicated to God's precepts. But the lesson goes even deeper. To live that kind of life in the face of naked power and threat, that shows us what Shipra and Pua were made of. They possessed God's strength in mind, body, and spirit, true role models for us today. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.